You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Well, I think everybody in New Zealand has had some impact on the way they think and the way they feel. And, you know, that's totally, totally understandable and normal. For some people, you know, it's been anger. For other people, it's been anxiety. I live with bipolar disorder, and I've got depressed and anxious a couple of times over the last few months because of the stress of it all. And, you know, other people will have had times of feeling really good and then times of feeling very low. So this full range of emotions, I think, is very normal in the context of a big and pretty unprecedented event in our lives. And we've seen, you know, this is the norm with similar sort of crises and events. You know, we've seen that in the Christchurch earthquakes. We've seen it, you know, in places around the world. And also, it's a normal part of human life that when something big happens in your life, a big life event, you're going to have emotional and mental responses to it. And one of the first things that we say to people is, don't beat yourself up about this. Don't fight how you're feeling. You're feeling how you're feeling.
How have workplace expectations to maintain sort of normal productivity levels while working from home added to the mental distress that people are experiencing due to the pandemic?
Well, this is a very important and challenging time for employers. The Mental Health Foundation has actually produced a guide for employers on workplace issues during COVID-19. What happens at work is a big part of many people's lives and can have a very big impact on your mental health. And certainly during COVID-19, it's really important that employers are more flexible, that they're really acting with compassion towards their staff and being aware of the pressures that are on people around childcare and other, you know, whānau and caring responsibilities, the difficulties of just day-to-day living, like, you know, getting groceries and, you know, things like that just take longer and are harder. Potential issues around people feeling isolated, working without necessarily everything that they might have at their disposal. Very important that managers and leaders in workplaces are really aware of that, that they're offering lots of support to their staff, whether that's EAP, those that are really struggling, giving people some flexibility about work hours and perhaps giving people some special leave to deal with childcare responsibilities or other personal work that takes time. And yeah, just having reasonable expectations around productivity at this time.
And this is all happening within a framework of increased economic anxiety. How does this feed into this pressure?
Oh, well, it's absolutely a major issue for people's mental health and well-being, and it will probably be one of the biggest challenges going forward. We don't really know how the pandemic's going to continue to impact on us, and that in itself creates a lot of anxiety. We can be pretty sure that it's having a big economic hit. You know, there's already been a lot of job loss and could well be a lot more to come. And concern about financial issues is a major stressor in any person's life. You know, it's very clear that that has a big impact on people's mental health and well-being. So what we need to do is double down over the next year or 2 years or 3 years or however long it takes on both giving people the encouragement and the support and the skills to be able to help to manage their own mental health. And we need to make sure that there are as thorough a supports available to people as possible. And that includes things like making use of the telehealth lines, GPs, DHB, mental health services, but also just continuing to reach out to one another, be there for one another, And, you know, I think the key thing is you don't have to solve people's problems. Often if you get into trying to solve someone's problem when they're feeling mentally distressed, it can be the worst thing you can do. The most important thing to do is just be there with people and show compassion. You know, that presence of another human being who's prepared to sort of just be alongside you when you're struggling is extremely powerful. You know, it makes common sense when you think about it, but it's also, there's also a lot of clinical research to show that that ability to, you know, just have another human being who accepts you, is prepared to be there with you while you're going through tough times, makes a huge difference to how resilient people can be. But, you know, overall, we are going to need to really ramp up our support for people's mental well-being over the next several years. And I think, you know, it has accelerated some of the things that the government's been doing around mental health, and they need to keep their foot down on that accelerator.
We've also been seeing this sort of parallel drive to use our time in lockdown to work on self-improvement. Is this similar to the pressure to be productive? And does this add to stress?
Well, I think it varies a lot for people. I think if people are feeling pressure to do something when they don't really have the kind of emotional or physical resources perhaps to do those things, then that's when stress goes into the danger zone, of starting to deplete you. And that can have impacts on your mental health and well-being. However, keeping active, keeping your mind active, your body active, is actually a protective factor. And so, you know, it can be as simple as just, you know, watching a cooking show and learning a new recipe, or just, you know, thinking about an issue that you hear about on a podcast, or reading a book. You know, little things, very small steps, we often call them tiny habits. You know, 1 minute of doing something can actually have a really positive effect. You don't have to feel like you have to do an hour.
But do you think this is different than a lot of things that you see promulgated on social media, kind of implying that if you're not using extra free time in lockdown to improve yourself, then you're basically wasting your time?
Well, yeah, I think that is a dangerous message. You know, it's okay to be where you're at. And again, you know, it's okay sometimes to have days where you just bob along, you know, and perhaps aren't feeling so good and perhaps aren't doing very much. So I think anything that's kind of pointing the finger and saying, you should, you know, that's not helpful. Things that kind of give you an invitation and say, you can, you could, this, you know, this might be something you'd enjoy, you know, I think that's the attitude that's helpful. You know, I've downloaded a yoga app during COVID-19, and I do it when I can, and I do a little bit, and that's good, and I do get benefit from my mental and physical health from doing that. But, you know, I don't put myself in that position of feeling like I should, and I'm, you know, and I'm a bad person if I don't.
Times of crisis are a stress test on our systems. What does this stress test tell us about mental distress in the workplace under normal conditions?
I think it all comes back to that notion of what's healthy stress and what's unhealthy stress. So a degree of healthy stress that, you know, that challenges us to keep learning, to be striving to do things well, to have a sense of accomplishment, to have goals, all of those things are really good for our mental health. And in fact, if you don't have enough stress, you get into the boredom zone, the sort of attachment zone, and that is not good for our sense of mental well-being. But when stress goes into a situation where the expectations are way more than people's ability to meet those expectations, or when the expectations are relentless and there's no chance to stop, recharge and sort of do some recovery from constantly being creative or constantly being productive, then that can have some really significant damage, do some really significant damage to people's mental health, especially if it is prolonged. So, you know, I think a crisis like COVID-19 simply adds to those stresses, and it adds other anxieties on top of those stresses. So any workplace needs to be considering workloads and really trying to constantly readjust so that people are in that productive stress zone rather than the burnout zone or the boredom zone. And, you know, given the other stresses that are happening, you know, in people's personal lives and in the whole community, then adjusting to what's reasonable in those circumstances is very important.
And as the country lowers alert levels next week, does a return to normal mean reinforcing the parts of the system that are detrimental to people's mental well-being?
Well, hopefully not. I mean, this has been a shock to the system, and, you know, I think we're not going to go back to normal as it was perhaps, you know, in February. We're going to go back to a new normal, and we don't really know what that's going to be. But, you know, many businesses have already started adapting and perhaps providing more flexibility for people to work from home, you know, changing their models of operation. There will always be, I think, you know, there's a risk of trying to catch up and putting too much pressure on staff. Again, you know, we are able to sustain as people. We're able to sustain stress. We're able to sustain pressure if it's within that sort of reasonable zone. And there are times when we all push and need to push. But that has to be balanced with having really good support going on, having balance, and, you know, giving people breaks. No one can sustain being in that, right on that line of of extreme pressure for extended periods. That's when you really do damage.
Did you have any final comments you'd like to add?
Just to encourage people to go to the Mental Health Foundation website, look at the resources around workplaces, around Working Well is the brand that we use for our workplace wellbeing material, the Getting Through Together website, again, has a lot of wellbeing tips. And again, on the Mental Health Foundation website, we have specific section on COVID-19, and it has specific support for people around workplaces in this current environment.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.